I'm so curious about this kid that started wrestling, you know, because you wanted to be a part of the your friends, right? Because where do you get that courage, you know? Because you know, if I start wrestling, yeah, I'm gonna get smashed. But yeah, still, there's something in you that says, I'm gonna do this. Can you just talk about that and like how that changed you?
Yeah, so my older brother was a wrestler. So he was a wrestler. I'd always go to his matches and I just looked up to him. And so, but like growing up, like I didn't realize too much that I was different. And so like my family treated me normal and my friends treated me normal. Like my siblings beat me up and like, you know, like things weren't different for me. And that was probably the biggest advantage and the best thing my parents could do was like, okay, like, you're normal. Like, okay, you're a little different, but you're normal, you know? Like, you're just going to do everything on your own, or you're going to do everything that the kids do, and they're going to beat you up, and, like, you know, things just are normal. And so never thought that I didn't have a chance, if that makes sense. Like, with wrestling, I was like, okay, well, it's going to be hard, but, like, I could do it. There was, like, this... There was always that self-belief. There wasn't much. It wasn't much self-belief at that time, but it was like, all right, well... Enough to do it. And so I think... That's super important. It's like people don't believe that they're capable of doing things. Yeah. And so like it's just limiting beliefs. That's what holds us all back. Like the same, we all struggle with the same things. We all go through the same things. And so, you know, with wrestling, I just was like, all right, like I could do it. You know, I could do it. But at the time, this arm was growing. My bone was growing faster than my skin. And so I couldn't do physical activities with this arm. And so like I couldn't touch it on things. And I'd always tuck my arm. Because if it would have hit my arm hard enough, my bone would have came through my skin. Yeah. And so I was at the super low point in my life, like total victim mentality of like, why me? You know, there's millions of people born each and every day. Like, why do I have to be born like this?
How old were you at this point?
I was 13, 14, 15, okay, 16, like those age. Just like, I didn't understand. I didn't get it. And you know, in middle school and high school, you know, you want to ride bikes with the kids, right? And I couldn't ride bikes with the kids, and you know, kids thought I was slower because I was in a wheelchair, and there was just so much going on, and there wasn't much bullying, but there was always, you know, the teasing and the little things, you know, the name calling and everything. And so that was like a super low point. And so I also think some of my motivation came from me like wanting to get out of such a dark place, and like being like, okay, well, because I realized that no one was coming to save me. Like, you know, I'm in this dark place and I'm not happy and I'm not confident and I'm not doing something that I love. But like, okay, like you can complain about it or you can go out and like figure it out, because no one's coming. There's no superhero. You know, Superman's not coming to save you. And so that was another motivation for me to do wrestling, because I was like, all right, well, I could be called a wrestler and that would instill confidence in me. And you know, wrestlers are cool. And, you know, like I thought it was just cool. Like I'd be, you know, I'd feel better about myself. And so I think there was a couple things that stemmed from wrestling, but it was more of like, I need to get out of this dark place. And, but there was some self-belief that I could do it.
Yeah. And I love that you found, like you took that little courage and actually did it. And what advice do you want to tell other people that feel like they're in the victim mentality and they want to do something with their life, but they can't? When I say can't, because they have built that mindset because they're from a poor family, or they're living in a country where no one has ever started a podcast or became an international speaker or a world champion of anything or whatever it is. What type of tips would you give to them?
Yeah, I mean, first off, like, just a lot of people ask me, or you know, come up to me and say, I don't know my why, or I don't know like what's my passion, I don't know what I love to do. Well, I'm just like, try new things. Like, for example, like a couple months ago, we thought of an idea that I would be able to get on a snowboard, and like if we built the right snowboard, and it was just an idea. And now, like 2 weeks ago, I snowboarded for the first time, and like now it's a thing, and now it's a hobby, and now it's real, and now it's something I could do with my friends, and now I have this whole different independent, you know, hobby that I can do. I can shred down a mountain. But like, if I never believed that it was capable of happening, that it would never happen, or if I never opened my mouth to express my idea to see if I could make it come alive, it would never happen. And so, you know, like there's a quote, like, if there isn't a path, you create one. Yeah. you know, if you create one. And so like, okay, well, if you're in a country and no one's ever did what you want to do, we'll be the first to do it. And but like I said, we're crippled by our mind. We're crippled by the thoughts that, you know, like, I can't do this because I'm from this country. Or I can't do this because I'm too young. I can't do this because I don't have enough college experience. Yeah. Like, these are all the things that just freeze you. And so I much rather, the advice I have to say is I much rather, like, be in the trenches and at least attempt something that I want to pursue than be on the sideline frozen with, you know, frozen and crippled by my mind. And so, you know, we'd feel better like failing, but like attempting than sitting on the sideline, not moving at all. Right. And so my suggestion would be that just to get moving, just to get started anywhere, you know, whether that's learning from videos or whether that's learning from books. If you can't get to a mentor, like read their book or, you know, watch their videos, but just do something, because, you know, sitting on the sideline doesn't do anything. But when you're in the field and you're failing, at least you're in the field like trying, like you're doing 99% more than the people that are sitting on the sideline. So I would say get moving.